From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
It's time to go in the shop courtesy of Advance Auto Parts. This week, a 250,000-mile Silverado came in with a wandering front end and a loud clunk over every bump. The diagnosis was clear. The original equipment control arms and ball joints had finally surrendered to the weight of the plow and the wear of the road. We turned to Advance Auto Parts and their CarQuest Premium Chassis. Engineered to match OE design for form, fit, and function, the CarQuest Premium Chassis features advanced electrocoating to reduce rust. And bearing technology follows OE design for long life and smooth performance, including either a sealed maintenance-free synthetic bearing or a greasable metal design, depending on the application. The CarQuest Premium Chassis will include extras not found with other aftermarket options, hardware, O-rings, even Loctite thread lockers. Some also feature installation tools, like the one used to install the boot after it's pressed onto the vehicle. With more than 4,000 stores, Advance Auto Parts is ready to help with all your car care needs. You can learn more right there at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, we are right here to answer your car care questions. No question too large, no question too small for our friend Dan Petras. Am I right, Dan?
Oh, I love all questions. It doesn't matter the size.
Exactly. And the more complicated, the happier Dan is.
Well, but also, you know, a lot of these emails we receive, you know, always make sure we know what kind of car you have. It's critical. Year, make, and model, mileage, what, where, and when is the problem. It's kind of, we can give you a general idea that may be universal for every make and model, but we still need, if you want specifics, we need the make.
Yeah. If you want to correct your problem, there's probably some follow-up questions or something specific to either the way you drive, where you drive, how you drive, that has an effect on all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Temperature.
Yeah. There's a difference in driving a car probably in southern Texas and driving a car in northern Alaska.
Yeah, very big difference.
I want to remind everybody that we are brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their latest aftermarket solution, transmission oil cooler lines featuring thermostatic bypass valves. These direct replacements match OE technology and feature thermostatic bypass valve to optimize fluid operating temperature, regulate fluid flow. You can learn more about those right there at DormanProducts.com. Dan, we got an email here that's sort of generic. I think it's a Toyota Yaris. It's a 2008 Toyota Yaris, 1.5-liter automatic engine, 129,000 miles. He goes, does my Yaris take TIV or WS transmission fluids? I'm seeing mixed answers online.
Well, you know what, though, too? This is actually a very good question. It doesn't have to be necessarily for that Toyota, but a lot of vehicles out there. Now, if we're looking at his Yaris, the T4 type fluid was a non-synthetic transmission fluid or transmission oil. And of course, you know, he mentioned then again too the WS transmission fluid. Well, the big difference is because of the year of this vehicle, his 2008 1.5 automatic, it is a full synthetic. So he wants to use the WS fluid because of the fact that it's a thinner viscosity. Do not put the non-synthetic in that transmission, because it's not going to go well. You never really want to mix transmission fluids. You always want to use a specific. And on that vehicle, they should be able to pull the dipstick, the level stick, and it should state what type of fluid is used. Now, the type 4, the T4 fluid, was used until about 2006. And then after 2006, they start using the full synthetic transmission fluid. But if he is doing a basic service, or, you know, we call it a transfusion or a drain and fill, I always recommend of using a supplement or a transmission protectant and cleaner after you do that. In fact, Hotshot Secret has a product out there that is excellent for that after he does change it, because even if you do change it, you're really not getting all of it out of there. You know, there's still some unconditioned oil. So by using this, what it's going to do, it's going to actually, you know, help with reducing noise and vibration, and it'll eliminate the stiction. The stiction is like, we'll call it varnish. And that varnish can actually take in different areas and create problems, like within the valve body, where if you, we'll say, for example, you get into a passing zone and you really got to go quite fast, the spool valves and solenoids, these can stick. And if they stick, you can have shifting problems. So what this will do by adding this conditioner, the shift restore, it's going to actually help with all the gear changes, and it's going to eliminate friction and metal to metal contact, but most importantly too, rust and corrosion. And remember, all of these products that we ever talk about too, it's not instant. It takes a little bit of time for the stuff to work.
Yeah. And I would have never looked on the dipstick to see what sort of oil or what transmission fluid I have.
Right. And keep in mind, a lot of vehicles today do not have a dipstick. You'll actually have to have them, you know, supported up on a lift, and they'll have an area where a side fill plug, but that vehicle still should have a level stick for them to check the transmission oil.
So, and if it has the side fill plug, you'd have to take it somewhere to have it professionally done, or could I still do it myself if I wanted?
Well, you know, in many cases, you may not have the proper equipment. So if it is one where they'll tell you that the transmission is not serviceable, of course, it's going to have to go to a shop to have that performed.
And my assumption then would be they will know what kind of fluid needs to go in there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and keep in mind, talking about transmissions too, you know, always follow the your required maintenance and, you know, the way you drive. If you're a city driver, you know, a lot of these transmission oils, they say that you can go 100,000 miles. But, you know, if you do a lot of stop and go driving, if it's hot temperatures, if you're pulling or towing, it's even more critical to keep up on that today, because, you know, as it breaks down and, you know, it's going to lose its additive package down the road. What you don't want to do is replace a transmission where a simple transmission service could have resolved the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And the servicing is, how often would you have your transmission serviced, and how often would you check that fluid?
Well, some cases you can't. And normally if the fluids always should be checked all the time, at least once a month. But bottom line is, you may not be able to. So if wherever you take your vehicle in for service, that's normally part of their service that they do for you, is they'll check all the levels. That's the first issue. But again, it's all based. I know for a fact, we'll talk about, we'll say a Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, you know. Some transmissions say you could go 100,000 miles, but in this case, 30,000 miles. So it's very critical that you can do a fluid change first time around. Second time, you may want to service it with a filter.
And that's the answer to that question. We'll be back right after this here on The Car Show. Regular battery testing and maintenance will help ensure you have a battery that's ready to start your vehicle in any condition. Powered by Clarios, AutoBatteries.com features a wealth of information on testing and voltage procedures, maintenance tips, seasonal care guidelines,
even storage advice. AutoBatteries.com can help with your next battery purchase. It also offers in-depth information on how batteries work, battery installation, jump starting, charging, and much more. That's all right there at AutoBatteries.com. It's time to go in the shop courtesy of Advance Auto Parts. This week, a 250,000-mile Silverado came in with a wandering front end and a loud clunk over every bump. The diagnosis was clear. The original equipment control arms and ball joints had finally surrendered to the weight of the plow and the wear of the road. We turned to Advance Auto Parts and their CarQuest Premium Chassis. Engineered to match OE design for form, fit, and function, the CarQuest Premium Chassis features advanced electrocoating to reduce rust. And bearing technology follows OE design for long life and smooth performance, including either a sealed maintenance-free synthetic bearing or a greasable metal design, depending on the application. The CarQuest Premium Chassis will include extras not found with other aftermarket options, hardware, O-rings, even Loctite thread lockers. Some also feature installation tools, like the one used to install the boot after it's pressed onto the vehicle. With more than 4,000 stores, Advance Auto Parts is ready to help with all your car care needs. You can learn more right there at AdvanceAutoParts.com. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeClean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC ceramic brake system grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. You can learn more about these and other great products right there at crcindustries.com.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, if you want to get a hold of us, that's very easy. All the information is right there at thecarshow.com. Right there on the front page, our email, our phone numbers, the times we record. Thecarshow.com has all your information. Plus, you can listen to old past shows there. If you can't find us on your radio dial, which is kind of sad, you can download the show and just listen to it at your leisure. Which is, you know, what Dan and I do. We listen to ourselves back all the time.
We try to, Brian. You know, it's not always.
I like that Dan guy, his co-host. I'm not that sold on. To be honest with you, I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you by Peak, formulated for use in all vehicle makes and models. Peak all make all model antifreeze plus coolant delivers superior lifetime protection. You can learn more about that at peakauto.com, and you can buy it in-store and online at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Dan, we got an email here. This person has a Hyundai Tucson 2006 2.0 CRDI. Says they're having problems starting it when it got cold outside. The problem was getting worse and worse as it got colder until one day won't start at all. Said they thought the problem was the glow plugs that had gone bad, so they replaced the glow plugs and the relay, nothing changed. They replaced the fuel filter after that, nothing changed. They said bought a can of ether and sprayed a little bit in the intake, and the car started right up. Said I'll also add that it runs smoothly. I don't have any problems with stalling or anything once it starts. After it starts, it runs perfectly. And starts perfectly after it warms up, but if I let the car rest for 6 to 8 hours, it will not start. Or it would take another minute and a half of cranking with no signs that it wants to start, and then it'll suddenly start. So he said, so I'm stuck here, and I wanted to see if you had any ideas of how to diagnose this problem.
Well, Brian, right off the top, we finally figured this out, too. That he mentioned glow plugs, so this is a diesel engine.
Correct. Even I knew that. Again.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, we want to make sure our listeners know what we're talking
about
here. We don't want to confuse anybody. So what that tells me, and again, he did not state the miles on the vehicle.
Did not.
And he just said when it got cold outside, you know, what is cold outside? Is it 50 degrees? Is it 40 degrees? Is it 30 degrees? So anytime we have older vehicles that have the CRDI, which is a common rail direct injection fuel system.
Okay.
What it's actually doing is the fuel, the diesel fuel, is actually sprayed into the combustion chamber. So remember, he mentioned that he used starting fluid and it started up, which tells me it's a very good possibility that is a fuel related problem.
Oh,
okay. Meaning, so over time with this injectors, these that spray directly into the combustion chamber, an injector, if it becomes dirty or if it has what we call stiction around it, instead of it atomizing fuel, it's literally just squirting fuel, which could flood out that cylinder. Now, what we don't know, when he did finally get it started, was there any white or black smoke that was emitted from the tailpipe? We don't know that. So we're going to make it simple for him.
Okay.
The first thing we want to make sure, and this is very, very common, is, believe it or not, if he has slow cranking speeds, in other words, if he has a battery that's marginal and it's not spinning fast enough, that will create a problem with not starting it due to the fact that the fuel, the ignitability, you know, there's no spark plugs. A glow plug is there to preheat the fuel in a chamber, but if it's not atomized, it's not going to fire up. That's why the starting fluid or the ether worked for him firing the thing up. So what I would recommend at this time, especially since he said that once it starts, it runs perfectly. He needs to go to Advance Auto Parts. And what he's going to do is he's going to go and he's going to ask the counter people that he'd like to get the two-step fuel treatment from Hotshot Secret. He's going to buy one item, which is called the Diesel Extreme. And what that's going to do, it's going to clean the injectors. That's the most important thing. And it's not instant. He's going to have to, you know, it'll take a while for it to work. And then the next step he's going to want to use, even though it's called a EDT in winter defense. And this is a concentrated boosting formula that will increase the quality and burn of the diesel fuel. In fact, it, you know, in gasoline, we have octane. And in diesel fuel, we have cetane, okay? And it's all about fuel ignitability. So, you know, first thing we got to make sure, battery. How old is it? If the battery is marginal or old and we know we have that little bit of a slow cranking speed, he can always go back to Advance. Same time, he can get his die-hard battery from Advance Auto Parts, which is a good move. In many cases, what I like about this is they will install that for you and buy the two-step treatment and give it a little bit of time. You know, run it for about 300 or 400 miles. And it doesn't take long because of the direct fuel injectors, where that's going to take an injector that normally is just squirting instead of atomizing. And that's going to make the big difference here. And the key was, again, that if he does the starting fluid, it pops off. So it does tell me it's ignitability. So doing simple things like that is going to save him a lot of money instead of trying to go through a, you know, extended diagnostics coming through. And again, if he wants to, this is up to him. I don't know if he's that much of a do-it-yourselfer. If he wants to buy his battery, he can always go to autobatteries.com. He'll be able to scroll through your make and model, and what he'll be able to do in there is pick out the proper battery for that application, because we have to remember there's a few different types of batteries. You know, we have a flooded lead acid battery. We have another version that's called an enhanced battery. And of course, we have an AGM battery, a glass mat battery. So all three of these are important. You want to make sure that you either use what's recommended by the manufacturer, and there's nothing wrong with going from a lead acid to an enhanced. You can always go that step up. And by going to that step up, and I would do this, especially on a diesel, because you need that cranking speed. And it's surprising, you know, in his case, again, we don't know about temperature. What destroys a battery is the heat, you know, heat and vibration, and over time, and sadly enough, in colder weather, that's when it shows up. Where, Brian, you figured that out on your vehicle, where you sometimes it'll just give you a little indication, maybe a but in your case, it died.
It just dies.
It was gone. It was gone. So very important, very simple on his Tucson with the starting problem. Just again, Advance Auto Parts, one-stop shop, get everything that you need, and you know, do a few hundred miles of driving and see what happens.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking batteries, it's also important to remember, it's not just engine cranking. That battery's like powering your lights and any infotainment system you got in there and any electronic accessories you got in there. And, you know, it can, and if your alternator is bad or it says if your drive belt fails, you know, the battery's powering everything. So it's important to have a good battery in that car.
Right. Right. And especially keep in mind, too, look at the amount of vehicles out there today that have stop start technology.
Right.
It is just, you know, unbelievable about what's going on with the electrical demands within the vehicles today.
Yeah. And anytime we're talking batteries, we have to always say that that's courtesy of the newly redesigned autobatteries.com powered by Clarios, because that autobatteries.com is an invaluable source, no matter if it's diesel or gasoline, to know, you know.
Right. And also the installation videos.
Correct.
That's the best thing about it, too, if you're a do-it-yourselfer.
Absolutely. It tells you what to do and how to do it, which is, I like to be told what to do. I don't like to try to figure stuff out. You know that.
I know. Yeah, I know. Your wife told me.
Exactly. I follow orders well. I'm not really self-motivating. We are the car show. Today's vehicles are specific in the way they're made and with the fluids used to keep them performing at an optimal level. Designed to match the technology and color requirements of your vehicle, Peak OET Antifreeze Plus Coolant delivers excellent protection against rust and corrosion to all cooling system metals, including aluminum. Each coolant is formulated with the same corrosion inhibitor technology that protected your vehicle right out of the factory. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at AutoZone, NAPA, and at Amazon.com. Regular battery testing and maintenance will help ensure you have a battery that's ready to start your vehicle in any condition. Powered by Clarios, AutoBatteries.com features a wealth of information on testing and voltage procedures, maintenance tips, seasonal care guidelines, even storage advice. AutoBatteries.com can help with your next battery purchase. It also offers in-depth information on how batteries work, battery installation, jump starting, charging, and much more. That's all right there at AutoBatteries.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does, and remember that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal, the leader in coolant leak repair. In the shop, products that work are essential. You can ask Dan that. That's why professional technicians like Dan choose K-Seal. It's a one-step coolant leak repair. Just shake, pour, and go. With over 13 million bottles sold worldwide, K-Seal is a proven solution. You can learn more about that at kseal.com. Dan swears by K-Seal.
Oh, I always, and Brian, you know that. We always K-Seal it.
Absolutely.
We don't mess around.
No. And that's, and I like that it's a product that if you're not having trouble, but your car is getting a little older, you can pour that right into the cooling system. And it will prevent trouble ahead of time.
Right.
I think that's
great. When coming down to things where I'm at right now, I'm off location. I'm in Florida right now doing an equipment survey for a huge park, a community park over here that has about 1,600 homes. And of course, everything is self-contained. They have all their lawn equipment and chippers and anything and everything you can think about. Mm-hmm. And some of the equipment here is 20 years old, and I had this opportunity, and, you know, we were talking about K-Seal.
Yep.
One of their older chippers had a problem with a coolant leak, and they were neglecting it. And they're to the point, do we invest in a new chipper or a new stumper? What are we going to do over here? What's more cost effective? Can we give it any more life out of this? And they did not want to go to the point of one of the servicing, dealers for these models out here recommended that they replace the engine because they said that there's a good possibility that there's a lot of erosion in there. And I said, you know what? Hey, let's go down to Advance Auto Parts. I told one of the maintenance men to do that. And let's put this K-Seal in. Let's get the ultimate. Let's get the bigger bottle because this is a larger cooling system.
Yep.
And I want you to try it out. And, you know, within a couple hours of running, that leak totally diminished. And again, I said, you know, there's no overheating problems. And here, this is the bad part about it. Mm-hmm. This happened because of lack of cooling system service. That's why it's so important, whether it says 5 years or 150,000 miles, that you actually do a cooling system service. I don't care if it's on a lawn and garden things or anything with a cooling system. It's important because as that coolant loses its corrosion inhibitants and other things, it creates corrosion. Electrolysis can form and you can have problems like this. So overall, they're happy because they saved money over here at the at the park without buying another unit. And I told them to monitor it. Let's see if any other problems come in. And the good news about this, you do not have to flush the cooling system to use K-Seal. K-Seal, if you're using it in an automotive application, it will not plug your heater core. And in fact, the guys over here in the maintenance crew, and also the people that operate the equipment, they're pretty much amazed by it because of the fact they couldn't believe, you know, the old days, what do they call it? A mechanic in a can. How's that sound? But it worked. And again, and that's why, you know, I like to endorse products that work. You know, everything's about time and money. And now don't get me wrong. You know, if you have a severe leak or if you have a cracked engine block, in many cases that might not work if it was frozen, but again, for what they had and, overall, you know, I talked the maintenance manager into just out of preventative maintenance. Mm-hmm. Let's add a container of this and all the equipment that you have because it'll prevent future leaks.
Sure. Why not? You know, it's not going to clog anything.
It's all about maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything else been going on in the shop down there? Anything else been going on down there with equipment? Or
well, pretty much that would be in the shop for me, you know, right now, because basically I am in the shop. Looking at all this equipment, and it's amazing what people don't see in a lot of these HOAs and communities, what they do behind the scenes. It's unbelievable. And when it's this large, you know, you never know when it's around, but between the, you know, the skid steers and the shredders and the chippers and the grasshopper, zero turn lawnmowers and everything else, they're heavy duty trucks, same thing. Basically, they never leave the road, but all of this, you know, they're sold on the chemistry. I sold them on the fact of being a Hot Shots a secret user on all their equipment. In fact, they're going to use, you know, a lot of this stuff, and what they'll probably do is they'll actually add it into their 500-gallon diesel fuel tanks that they have here.
Yeah.
That way, it's always in the system. For their diesels and on their gasoline areas, the same thing is using the gasoline extreme, putting that in too, so they don't have to worry about mixing and putting it in themselves. It's ready to go right out of the pump. So we'll see, you know, after my next visit coming back and when I give them my report and my evaluation, what they think about the rest of the products. And again, preventative maintenance and chemistry today is amazing.
So if I'm running a place like this and I've got, as you said, like a 500 gallon tank, and I've got, so you can fuel up your equipment without having to, you know, take it somewhere. So I got a 500 gallon tank. How much of the additive would I put in there? That wouldn't be on the label, would it? Or is it per gallon?
Well, it's actually per gallon. And in many cases, a lot of this is maybe an ounce per gallon. Dependent, but you know, keep in mind that if they're going to service, and I gave them some phone numbers to check some different distributors, that a lot of this can be bought in 5 gallon pails.
Or
larger.
Yeah.
You know, depending on their needs. So naturally, the more you buy, the better the pricing, whether it's for diesel fuel additive or oil additives, you know, everything across the board. And a lot of these things the guys never knew about, you know, like the word stiction. Looked at me like, what is stiction? You know, stiction is, especially, you know, it can be gasoline or diesel, where it's the burn oil, and the burn oil that lays there actually can, you know, affect fuel injectors. It can affect piston rings, you know, create problems with the ring sticking. So I gave them a little bit of an education, gave them a lot of the paperwork that I had about the products. And again, in their case, their job is mainly to, you know, get the yard and everything cleaned up around here and do what they need to do to keep it pretty.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, the first step was convincing management to use this stuff in the fuel tanks as they go along.
Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense to keep it in the main fuel tank, so you're putting it in all your equipment anytime you refuel or service the equipment.
Right. And, you know, that's true. What's really surprising where I'm at right now is around the Fort Myers area that, you know, a lot of the guys with their own pickup trucks and cars and everything else wanted to know where they could get it. I said, well, it's very simple. In this 10-mile radius, we have five Advanced Auto Parts here. So there's got to be one real close to you where you can purchase this and start using it. Yeah. And tell me next time I'm here, what kind of results you got out of doing these treatments to your vehicle, whether it fixed a rough idle condition or a tip-in hesitation or it increased fuel economy or it diminished tailpipe emissions or whether it stopped any type of smoke coming out of the tailpipe, you know, especially with ethanol fuels today. I mean, it's very important if you have a gasoline engine to make sure you keep your fuel system clean. You put that in on top of your list. And again, just wonderful products that they have to offer that can save you money.
Yeah. And I never would have thought about that. I'm sure other people have, but it's the adding it to the main fuel. But then I like to use, cause here I'm not in Florida, I'm in Michigan, and we have the winter equipment and the summer equipment, and all mine runs on gasoline, and I always put a fuel stabilizer in it, but I put it in the main gas can so that I'm putting it anytime I'm adding gas, I put stabilizer in, and then I am adding fuel stabilizer to the equipment so that if the fuel sits there, you know, over winter before summer, the fuel's going to be stable. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it makes sense. It makes sense to put in the additive into the big 500-gallon tank, then I'm putting it in everything I'm fueling up.
Right, Brian, and you know how many people call in and they say, well, I use fuel stabilizer. You'll say, well, how do you use it? Well, when it's wintertime, I take an ounce and I pour it into the fuel tank.
Right.
You don't do it that way. It didn't have time to work through the fuel lines, through the carburetor. So that's why using a stabilizer at the beginning, you're not going to have a problem with it. And the good news is, you know, if you have a gallon left or whatever, you can also pour that in your automobile. It's not going to hurt it whatsoever. You know, so you're actually recycling the fuel. You're not leaving it in your gasoline can. So,
of course,
you know, like I said, well, and you know, again, you know, using the Gasoline Extreme from Hot Shot Secret, the biggest thing is, you know, it's going to remove the combustion chamber deposits and it lubricates. And the big thing is, it's going to restore performance, power, and fuel economy. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you're using the chemistry in everything by putting it in that one place instead of having to go equipment to equipment to equipment. It's all right here, and it's going into everything all the time.
That's right.
I don't know why I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a tremendous idea, Dan.
Thank you.
Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeLean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Ceramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. You can learn more about these and other great products right there at crcindustries.com. Today's vehicles are specific in the way they're made and with the fluids used to keep them performing at an optimal level. Designed to match the technology and color requirements of your vehicle, Peak OET Antifreeze Plus Coolant delivers excellent protection against rust and corrosion to all cooling system metals, including aluminum. Each coolant is formulated with the same corrosion inhibitor technology that protected your vehicle right out of the factory. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's available nationwide at AutoZone, NAPA, and at Amazon.com.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, all the information about getting hold of Dan is right there at thecarshow.com. The email, the phone number, the voicemail. Remember, when you send us an email at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com, as much information as you can, your name, the year, make, model, mileage on the vehicle, as much detail as possible of the problem. I read the emails. I don't care if they're 6 pages long. If you get more detail, Dan can get you the best answer possible to solve your problem, which is what Dan wants to do. He wants to solve your problem. Right, Dan?
Always. I always solve problems.
I'm the troublemaker. He's the trouble solver. That's how this works.
Right. And I don't ask for credit card numbers like you do.
Exactly. I got to get paid.
Brian, I know about you now. I got it figured out.
Exactly. I'm not easy, but I am cheap.
There you go.
As they say. Here's an email. This is sort of a generic one, Dan. It says that they're a newbie to car tinkering. So far, changing out the alternator is the most complicated thing they've done, which I think is kind of complicated, but good for you. It says, my car is in desperate need of a new suspension, and local garages are giving them over $1,500 to do the job. So they thought they'd give it a try. I just want to make sure I'm prepared for any secondary problems that might come up before I give it a go.
Okay.
Or any secondary work that might be needed before I give it a go, too.
Okay, so naturally, again, no make or model.
No, nothing.
But here's what we have to look at, and this could apply to any vehicle and any person that wants to work on their vehicle. He said that I need a whole new suspension. Well, you know, that consists of many things. You have, struts and springs and, in many cases, ball joints and tie rod ends, whether they're inner or outer, stabilizer links. All we have to remember is this. If we'll say it comes down to the point that he has a normal car that has struts, okay, for the front suspension.
Okay.
And that's what they're saying. He needs struts. We'll call that the suspension, okay, period. Not the steering part of it, but that area. Very, very simple, in fact, because what he could do is he could go to Advance Auto Parts and he could purchase what they call loaded strut assemblies. In other words, you don't need a spring compressor. You don't need any special tools except for basic hand tools. And he'll be able to, or she will be able to replace the strut assemblies, bolt them in. And of course, anytime you change ride height of the vehicle with new springs and new suspension parts, it needs an alignment. Of course, everybody will have to, you'll have to take it in for alignment, but that's simple. But if it comes down to the point that they say he needs struts and not the loaded struts, and you're going to have to get into having spring compressors, there's a safety issue there.
Okay.
Even though with Advance Auto Parts, you can, they have a tool program that if you buy the tools from them, you'll be able to use the tools for free. It's a wonderful program that they have. And some of the basic things that, look at your limits. I mean, if you can, and if they have it listed, maybe Google the component that you want to change for that vehicle. And if you feel comfortable in doing it, or, the other thing too is, a shop manual, see what kind of specific tools you need. But it's all different. Again, we could give a more complete answer if you did.
Right.
Again, as we always say, year, make, and model, mileage, and we can go on from there. But basic. More and more, I see so many people, having a. In fact, I'll give you a good example of that. I was into one of the local area Advance Auto Parts stores over here where I'm at in Florida in the Fort Myers area. And there was a gentleman in there that he was buying ball joints and he was buying tie rod ends for a Chevy pickup truck. And, what he had is he had a ball joint press kit that he was going to borrow from them. And he was going to give it a try because he said at this time he's not working and money is very important to him. So he's going to see what he can do on his own to save a few dollars. Again, I see it all the time. More and more do-it-yourselfers are getting involved, whether it's changing their own oil, simple things. Batteries, any basics, wiper blades, which – By the way, this is important. I've seen this last week that mm-hmm. if an individual is going to change their own wiper blades, mm-hmm. always put down some type of padding in front of the windshield before you make that attempt. Because if you're removing the blade and the blade is off, well, that arm is spring loaded. If that arm will come down, it'll crack your windshield. It'll snap right on the windshield and break yep. it. So by having a pad there of some sort, it's going to prevent that in case you accidentally bump it or the arm decides to have a mind of its own and slap down in. Only bringing that up because of the fact that I've seen it happen. And
oh, yeah. I have too.
The owner was very disappointed. So
I had it happen to me long time ago with an older car and was standing in just the right spot where I saw that it was getting ready to go. You know, you can tell it's twitching, and I just shoved my hand down there between it and the window, and it hits hard.
Oh yeah. Well, and you know, and the good news is at least what I seen what he was doing, if mm-hmm. this is a plus, he was using, in mm-hmm. fact, he went in or he bought some Peak, windshield wiper blades, the premium ones. At least I told him, I said, at least yeah. you've got the right blade for putting that on. I said, even though you have that little crack in there, you're going to have an excellent wipe now with these new Peak wiper blades.
When you get your new windshield, it's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
And using online, this is something I've learned from doing it. I find it good to Google it, like you said, see how the repair looks, you know, to judge whether you can do this maintenance yourself or not. But I've learned the hard way. Sometimes the guys posting that video have edited it, and it might take you, here's a 5-minute way to do it. Well, the 5-minute thing took me half an hour because he's cutting it together. And for obvious reasons, to make it easier for me to watch, you know, I don't want to watch everything, but it is important also to know it might take you a little longer than the 5-minute, you know, that they're saying it'll take.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I learned that when I replaced my cabin air filter. It was a 2-minute video. I was like, oh, this will be nothing. No, it took me about 20 minutes to get in there and do all the stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you can do it. And it's good to see, here's the steps to do it. It just don't think it's going to be as quick as they do.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people think that. Here's another email here, Dan. It's a Ford Escape, 2011 Ford Escape, and they've got an EGR question. It says they're, the EGR monitor is not setting on their 2011 Ford Escape. Is the DPFE sensor usually the reason it isn't setting? I've run the drive cycle on the Chilton book where you need to drive at 45 miles per hour for a minute, slow down without braking. Didn't change anything. No codes are being displayed. The only monitor that isn't setting is the EGR according to my OBD2 scanner. Any help is appreciated. They say they're not knowledgeable with cars.
Okay. Well, the DPFE sensor is actually mm-hmm. a pressure sensor that's used to open and close the EGR valve based on exhaust system pressures. What can happen on an older vehicle is that, number one, one of the silicone hoses leading into that, you have a in and an out. Mm-hmm. That could be split. You could have a bad hose, you know, split where it's not getting the right pressure. It could also be plugged. We want to make sure, because of the exhaust gases and EGR and also the vacuum that goes across, is not plugged out. And then if that's not the case, what he can do is go to Advance Auto Parts. And Dorman Products offers a OE fix for that problem, and that would be to replace the DPFE sensor for the EGR valve system on that 2011 Escape.
Problem solved. Another show in the books, Dan. Good job.
Thank you. You too.
See you next week.
It's time to go in the shop courtesy of Advance Auto Parts. This week, a 250,000-mile Silverado came in with a wandering front end and a loud clunk over every bump.
The diagnosis was clear. The original equipment control arms and ball joints had finally surrendered to the weight of the plow and the wear of the road. We turned to Advance Auto Parts and their CarQuest premium chassis. Engineered to match OE design for form, fit, and function, the CarQuest premium chassis features advanced electrocoating to reduce rust. And bearing technology follows OE design for long life and smooth performance, including either a sealed maintenance-free synthetic bearing or a greasable metal design, depending on the application. The CarQuest premium chassis will include extras not found with other aftermarket options, hardware, O-rings, even Loctite thread lockers. Some also feature installation tools, like the one used to install the boot after it's pressed onto the vehicle. With more than 4,000 stores, Advance Auto Parts is ready to help with all your car care needs. You can learn more right there at advanceautoparts.com.